It's the late 1990s at West Philly High, and Matthew Riggin is one of four teachers growing disillusioned with traditional education.
And so we started talking about, initially, kind of what was wrong with the way these high schools were working, feeling like something was missing.
During informal get-togethers after school, the teachers kept talking.
And gradually, over time, the conversations kind of changed to what would the alternative look like.
More than a decade later, those conversations have bloomed into the Workshop School, a project-based high school that, as Riggin says, operates by one overarching principle.
If you trust kids to do the work and to tackle really hard problems, they will constantly surprise and amaze you. And so,
this was the school's first year as a fully-fledged four-year high school. It grew out of those early discussions and West Philadelphia High School's award-winning Alternative Energy Automotive Program, a wildly successful endeavor that was featured in a PBS documentary and praised by President Obama. The school, which will grow to 160 kids next year, had only 90 students this year. It's not a selective admission magnet school. Instead, it draws students from neighborhood schools through a lottery. Last year, most kids were enrolled in West Philly High's automotive division. The Workshop School took over that space, attracted private dollars from donors, and instituted its own unique credo.
I forgot all about last year because of this year. Let's just put it like that.
12th grader Haziz Self says everything changed with the switch to the Workshop School's project-based learning.
Once you start something, you have to finish it. So, like, any of those life lessons, like, you start something, you gotta finish it.
Although students get traditional math and English in the afternoons, mornings consist of two 90-minute project blocks in which students learn a multitude of skills at once.
It was kind of like, you know, put this wall up, this is how you do it. They made a lot of mistakes.
Teacher Frankie Bonilla's classes transformed a closet into a recording studio this year.
So it was a lot of English, some science, and a lot of math.
Then learned to compose and produce songs in it.
Look, living in Philly ain't nothing nice. People getting robbed, cops out every night. And I'm a youngin'.
Walking through the school, you feel the hubbub of experimentation and collaboration. One ninth grader works on a miniature solar panel.
So you gotta connect all the wires to negative and positive to power it.
Another on a concept design to make 52nd Street more pedestrian-friendly.
We had to make a prototype of what it would look like to make it lighter, like make it for people to come more.
On the ground floor, there are three large automotive shops where students design and build hybrid cars.
My part in the car was the brake, suspension, and steering components. Take the brakes off the old salvage car and modify it to fit on this 818 car.
For Matthew Riggin, what really sets the Workshop School apart is its insistence that kids need to have the freedom to learn from their mistakes.
We give our students a lot of freedom and a lot of responsibility to sort of organize and carry out the work. So there's less emphasis on telling everybody exactly what they have to do all the time and more emphasis on them figuring out what that is and understanding what it means to sort of live up to your goals and your values.
Student Haziz Self says it's working. He says the longer classmates stick around, the bigger they dream.
At first, they're like, oh, I'm going to just get a little job.
As the year progressed, they started talking about community college.
It's a big change because they want to go to community. When last year, they just say, I'm going to just have a little job. They want to do something with their life. Everybody want to do something with their life now.
He knows the change perhaps better than anyone.
Last year, I was like, I wasn't even talking to nobody. Like, I couldn't. I was too mad about a lot of stuff.
Haziz's mom had been arrested and imprisoned, and he had to move to West Philly to live with his dad after years in New Jersey.
I still send her cards. I still write her letters and everything. And she knows, she's happy for me because even though it was a big change for me, I still was able to stay on task, go to college like I said I was.
After struggling through the depression of a life turned upside down, he had a breakthrough. He says the more he took charge of his direction at school, the more he felt in control of his life in general.
I'm just happy just to be here. Like I said, I just want to be all that I could be.
In the fall, Haziz will head to Shippensburg University. Over the next 4 years, despite the Philadelphia School District's ongoing budget crisis, the Workshop School is approved to expand to nearly 500 students. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.